I'd like you to turn to 1 Timothy, the second chapter, for the purpose of our invitation this evening. 1 Timothy chapter 2. On this particular occasion, there is an exhortation the Apostle Paul gives to Timothy concerning the importance of prayer. This is some instructions that Timothy was to give to others as well. He said, "I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence." Now, I'm going to stop there for just a moment and want you to note that specifically with regard to those who are kings and those who are in authority, our prayers should include them, supplications made on their behalf, intercessions made on their behalf. And there's a very practical reason for that. You'll remember in Romans, the 13th chapter, the Apostle Paul talks about the responsibility that we have to submit to the governing authorities that are appointed by God, and that such authorities are not a terror to those who are good, those who do good works, but those who do evil. And the way we hope for it to be, and it's not always the case, but the way we hope for it to be, is that we are in a situation with regard to the civil authorities that if we mind our P's and Q's, if we are obedient to the laws of the land, that we will be left alone so that we can be obedient to God, that we can live godly lives, and we can live lives of reverence without any involvement with the government in the sense of bringing persecution upon us. And so our prayers and supplications are for that reason. It's a practical thing. I mean, it's a good thing for us to pray, but especially for kings and all who are in authority, so that we can live a quiet and peaceful life. Now, in our day and time, we see at least a trend going in a direction to where it's becoming more difficult for us to express our faith and live without suffering indignities and persecution as a result of it. So it is especially important that we make it a practice to pray in this way. So, he says in verse 3, "This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior." And again, I want you to understand the practical aspect of this. We pray, this is something God expects of us, it's good and acceptable, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So God wants for men to be saved. And if we can pray to those who are in a position of authority so that we can proselytize, and that's where the next real battle is going to come in our society, I'm afraid. They'll tell you can have your faith, but it'll be against the law for you to try to tell others about your faith or try to tell others to join your faith. And if that's the case, then we're going to have to violate the laws of the land in order to please our God. That's a very serious thing. So we need to be praying so that that will not be necessary. But then we find that God desires all men to be saved, come to the knowledge of the truth. And the point that he makes in verses 5 and following is that that's the only way that they're going to be saved. There's no other way. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Paul says, "I'm a preacher of him, and to the Jew and also to the Gentiles." So the fact is that if salvation is going to come, the only way it's going to come is if we are able to share the message of the Father and the Son. And if we're not able to do that, if we're precluded from doing that because the laws of the land do not allow it, or our mouths are stopped because of persecution, then those individuals who would otherwise hear the truth and be saved by it will not be saved. And so prayer is a very important thing. I would encourage you, as a part of your daily prayers, to pray on behalf of our nation and pray making supplications and petitions regarding our leaders, that they will rule in such a way as to maintain that tradition, the foundation upon which this nation was built, so that we can continue to live godly and peaceable lives. I just thought that was an interesting passage that certainly was applicable to our circumstances in this day and time. We're going to offer an invitation at this time, not knowing the hearts of any. You need to respond to the invitation call. We offer that opportunity to you. We ask that you consider the need to believe in Jesus, repent of your sins, confess Him as Lord, and be baptized to have your sins washed away. If you do not know enough to have sufficient faith to bring you to salvation, then don't Don't leave here without asking someone to study with you. If you have that sufficient faith, we appeal to you to become obedient to the gospel today. If as a child of God there is something amiss in your life that we can assist you with to get yourself right with God, we offer ourselves to you as well. Whatever your need may be, if you have that need, would you come? All together we stand while we sing.